The recent passing of songwriter and performer Burt Bacharach has put a spotlight on his involvement with many great songs over the years. Raindrops Keep Fallin' on My Head was just one of many, including others from the score of the 1969 movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We did not have a TV in the house for much of my youth, and we seldom made it to town to see movies, but somehow, I did get to see that one. Perhaps that is why that movie left such a big impression on me. It has been about 53 years since I saw that movie, but I can still clearly remember much of it, including the bicycle scene with that song playing. I think it is time I watch it again. Talking about famous outlaws, Arlene and I continue to deal with the fallout from Christy Clark and the Flip Flop Kid, and their Site C Dam project. Courtesy of the Stability Impact Lines, that runs through part of our remaining property here at Bear Flat, we have recently had to move into the restored original Bear Flat schoolhouse that is further back from the impact lines at home. This may seem odd, but my favorite feature of this move is the self-closing toilet seat and lid we now have in our bathroom. Some of you will already know this, but it is really neat to simply pull the seat and or lid partway down and then let go as it slowly and softly closes the rest of the way on its own. The only problem now is when I use a toilet somewhere else that doesn't have that feature, I accidentally let the seat slam down, which can be embarrassing. I'm all for freedom, but I think government should mandate that all new toilets have the slow self-closing feature. In fact, toilet manufacturers should go one better. How about the clapper crapper? You simply clap your hands, it flushes, and then the seat and or lid slowly close. That would be sweet. It does seem ironic that it took a crappy project like Site C to enlighten me on better toilets, which just goes to show how good can often come from bad. In the future, when historians report on the Site C project, the report will end with, "But at least it resulted in better toilets." Credit should be given where due, and of course politicians love to take credit and have stuff named after them, so perhaps the new toilets should be called the Christie, or, better yet, the John. However, if Christy Clark or John Horgan don't want that, then we could simply call them the $16 billion toilets, because, after all, that is where the money for Site C was flushed. Yep, that giant sucking noise you can hear all throughout BC, is Site C flushing away our money. Ken Boone lives and writes at Bear Flat. Ken Boone lives and writes at Bear Flat.